Hello, everybody. I'm just going to do a follow-up here on my San Andreas impressions. I would say I'm about just a bit of a third into the game here. I'm essentially out of Los Santos, and I'm now in San Fierro. And I must say the multitude of bugs that I've seen so far in this game seriously, seriously rival Saints Row. If you remember watching on CBG's YouTube channel, the videos I did, there was a video that I did about Saints Row, and I made comparisons to Saints Row and San Andreas about being buggy. I'm not sure if Rockstar took offense to that and decided to make their game even more buggy, so that it is now the buggiest open-world game, or sandbox game, rather. I don't know. One of the things that really bothers me about the game, and this is a gameplay thing, this isn't a bug, is that some of the missions require you to drive ridiculously long lengths. Like, they say that GTA 5 is bigger than GTA San Andreas. I don't think so. In San Andreas, it takes, for some missions, like this mission I'm doing for Woozy Moo, which is the lure mission, I essentially have to drive from San Fierro into the boonies, which I know for a fact will take me about a good 8 to 10 minutes in the game. Maybe I'm over-exaggerating a little bit, but it's like all the missions are so far apart. Like all the points of the missions have such a long distance between them, and it seems like it takes forever to drive from one side to the other. And I really don't like that. It's one of those things in the game that that I've never liked, even on the PC version. Albeit, this is the very first time I'm playing San Andreas without codes. The PC version I played with a trainer, so I cannot wait to get to those Flying Torino missions, because I'll probably rage quit the game at that point, because I rage quit it already with trainers. Okay, keep that in mind. I had trainers where my airplane couldn't explode, despite the fact being heavily damaged, but I guess the trainer disallowed the actual, or actually allowed the vehicle to get, to start combusting, but not actually explode. And I flew an airplane like that with two destroyed wings, back flap being broken, and somehow I beat the mission on like the eighth try. Although I will say that there was one mission which is mentioned in GTA 5, which is better than CJ, where you have to jump on a train. It's an homage to the mission in this game where you had to take a character on a motorcycle with you and essentially shoot people down from the top of a train. Even on the Xbox original, I couldn't finish that mission. I couldn't do it. It was just too fucking hard to control the motorcycle, or the dirt bike, rather. And thankfully, the driving controls did make that mission a little bit easier. While I still don't agree with the collision, just like in Saints Row, I hate the collision of the cars. Like, I mean, cars come out of nowhere. The cops and as well as other vehicles can easily fishtail you. Or do the pit maneuver. It's like, okay, why do regular road vehicles know how to do the pit maneuver on you when they're pissed off at you? And it's really fucking annoying. But again, there's some missions in this game that I actually got working, that I finished on the first try, that I know it took me multiple tries the last time I tried to do them. And again, I don't have codes for this game, so I have to buy armor, I have to buy my own bullets. I will die in the game if I don't have any of these things. Thing is, though, is I find that in San Andreas, money is not as abundant as it is in GTA 5. I almost said GTA 6 for some reason. But I don't know, I still like the story of the game, though. I did like it. Although, I'll be honest with you, the best dialogue in the game probably happens in the when you're in Las Venturas. because that's all flashbacks to Vice City and a lot of references to Vice City, which is, again, I like the Las Venturas missions the best. But in order for me to get to Las Venturas, I have to learn how to fly in this game. And that is going to be a massive pain in the ass. The thing is, though, after you do that, there's another story arc that opens up. Actually, I'm not sure, actually, if you go to Las Venturas first or if you learn how to fly first. Because after you learn how to fly, spoiler alert, you get CG's brother out of jail as a thank you for doing that plane mission that I'm talking about. And that leads you back into Los Santos. So, I don't remember exactly. It's been over a decade since I finished this game. And I only ever finished this game once. This was one of the few Grand Theft Auto games, actually much like Liberty City Stories, that I only finished once. Same with GTA 3. I only finished GTA 3 once because I thought the story kind of sucked. And Liberty City Stories also had a shitty ending. The only good Liberty City game, the best Liberty City game, is actually, in fact, GTA 4. Because it had better dialogue, better story. And it was just a little bit more interesting, I found. Although I have a friend that will disagree with me. He liked 3 better than GTA 4, believe it or not. I'm not sure why, but whatever. As far as this game goes, again, it was $3 and, 74 cents. That's what I paid for it. That's cheaper than the iOS game. And I know I'm playing a mobile game. I can feel it when I play the game, as well as see it with all the friggin' texture bugs that go on. I just derailed a train because I did a mission where I had to follow a fucking train all the way from San Fierro to Los Santos, which took forever. And then it said mission failed, and it didn't give me the option to restart it right there and then. Usually when you get a mission fail, you are immediately asked, do you want to retry? And it doesn't do that for some reason, not with all missions. It doesn't do it. I don't fucking know why. It's a massive piss-off, actually. But I'm going to go ahead and do this fucking lure mission. And I barely remember this mission. I don't remember the details exactly or how much of a pain in the ass it was. But I do know that, again, the missions in this game are far harder than those in GTA 4 and GTA 5. And I said that also before in other videos that I've made about Grand Theft Auto 4 and Grand Theft Auto. I haven't made any videos about Grand Theft Auto 5. You know, I still have my hookup for this game. Like the video capture stuff, I still have it for this device, but and I wouldn't mind making more videos, to be honest. Originally, I wanted to buy a used Elgato, but that one time where I was searching for them, and a whole bunch of people were selling them cheap on Kijiji, unfortunately, somebody snagged all those up, so now they're all back to being $150, $140 bucks. I really wish that at that time I would have bought one. But, oh well, too bad, so sad. What else did I want to say about this before I leave it off here? Because I'm about 9 minutes and something, no, sorry, 8 minutes and something into this. Again, I have to keep in mind that in all my criticisms, I have to keep in mind the price. Does it play better than the Xbox original? It's more buggy than the Xbox original, but it looks better than the Xbox original, and it has better controls than the Xbox original. But I'm still getting that issue where in some missions, the audio, dialogue audio is just goes off. And I also find that sometimes when I'm in a car during a mission, I can't change radio stations. It's just off automatically. It's not a police vehicle or an ambulance where you don't have a radio. Where you don't have an FM radio. And can simply remove the silence and actually get a radio station in. Anywho, I'm going to go ahead and finish this mission and see how it goes. If not, I'll probably make another audio brew about this. Toodles.